Indeed, it is a big ol' Easter weekend.
It's the weekend of days.
Happy Easter weekend!
And to celebrate it here at Hank FM, we will be playing country songs about eggs. And that will start this afternoon and go all weekend long with Mark Phillips. And we'll play 2 an hour. So have fun with that, Mark.
What? Leslie has questions.
You'll have to listen to understand it. You'll have to listen.
Okay.
And then, for actual, tons of Easter egg hunts, of course, all over the land. It'd be kind of silly to roll through all of them. Probably just pick the one closest to you. But Stockyards has one tomorrow. They have one going on. Totally free to show up, noon to 4. And that'll go down right there in the heart of it in front of the Exchange building. So that'll be... It's meant for kids.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, boy.
But I don't know. I could see it. Because like half the people down in the Stockyards are tourists anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, what are you looking for? I lost my contact. That is tomorrow. As for today, I don't know if we're live there or not. I thought we were going to be as a radio station. I'm not sure. But
go Rangers. Go Rangers.
That's right.
Nonetheless.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is baseball time in Texas.
That's right. The great Chuck Morgan. And those fantastic vocal cords will boom across Globe Life Field for the first time in 2026. It is the Texas Rangers home opener. They're doing quite well after a road swing to start things off. 4-2 on the season. And they'll take on the Cincinnati Reds today. 3:05 first pitch. What we do know is that first pitch thrown out the ceremonial one will be Dallas Stars goalie Jake Ottinger. Otter. And singing the national anthem, our good buddy Neil McCoy. Very nice. Yes. So that'll be 3:05 today. I would say you could watch it on TV, but that's another thing for another time.
Yeah, that is.
I'm not paying $125. Well, $150 because I think I missed the early bird special on it. Not doing it because I'll pay for it and I'll watch like 5 games.
$125.
Yep. Your Texas Rangers, right there.
Now, we need to call the president on that one.
I love the streaming
world.
Downright
un-American.
Well, you will be able to see. It's March Madness, baby. We're down to the Final Four action in both the men and the women's. Tomorrow, it'll be the Final Four for the men's. UConn and Illinois and Michigan and Arizona. And then, of course, the championship game will air Monday night. For the women's side, their Final Four, those games are today. Be the team that knocked out TCU. South Carolina taking on UConn, and then UT, the lone Texas representative left, will square off against UCLA later on today. Also, heads up, Sunday, Luka's back home. Dallas Mavericks will host. Boy, the Mavericks, they're just hoping the season ended like 3 weeks ago. But they'll host the Lakers Sunday night. That'll be on NBC. It'll be a homecoming of sorts for former Hank FM staffer. It is so cool to watch the career of one Shelby Stone.
I know.
Heading upwards
amazing?
And upwards. Not only the coolest hair in the business, but she takes the stage tonight at Billy Bob's Texas. So go on out there, support our girl. Hank FM alumna, Shelby. And then Ernest will be there on the stage tomorrow.
In Ernest?
Hey, Vern. And last night, officially after 45 years, the great Billy Minnick retired yesterday from Billy Bob's Texas.
Whoa.
For the majority of Billy Bob's, which, of course, celebrated its 45th year a couple days ago. For the majority of that, Pam and Billy Minnick have been spearheading and at the forefront and running that thing. And they got a recognition from the office of Mayor Matty Parker.
Aww.
Yeah, everybody's doing it.
Hey, girlfriend.
Nothing from the president, but, you know, cell phones are probably tied up.
Soon. It's
but congratulations on a good ride, cowboy. The great Billy Minnick.
So I wonder if people that aren't from Fort Worth realize how lucky you are to have that venue hosting these amazing names right in their own backyard.
It's our home away from home, indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed. If it's not your fancy, the Billy Bob scene or something like that, over in Arlington, one of our haunts, Arlington Music Hall, Gregorian. Pure Chance World Tour. You remember back in the 90s that the Gregorian monks craze went in all the TV commercials and ads and stuff like that and albums that came out, and then it was gone. And then it was, they're still going on, and they will perform tomorrow.
And this is what people are going to hear for a long time.
I mean, it's a great concert if you don't know the words. Sing along with it. Sit there in the front row with a lighter up in the air. Knock yourself out.
Can you bring your own gong? Is that frowned upon?
Shrouds are not provided. You would have to bring your own there.
What if I brought my Irish whistle just to kind of ramp it up?
Opening ceremonies were last night. Lady A kicked it off there. And Dickie's Arena will play host to the best of the equestrian world, the FEI World Cup Finals. Is going on next weekend, but they're doing some things. But actually, just arriving in are the horses. And some of these, in fact, a lot of them, came from Belgium.
Oh, fancy.
So they took a flight, and they deplaned it yesterday, and they're going to house them over there at the Will Rogers Complex.
How in the world do you fly a horse? And did they bring Belgian chocolate?
Well, I've seen a peanut questions. Stand. Uh-huh. I've heard a rubber band, but I've never seen a horse fly.
It was bring your horse to a bar day yesterday.
There
so.
You go.
They celebrated that.
Well, past flying horses and Gregorian chants, what are you doing?
Well, you know, we did have the whole birthday spring break conundrum, so I think we're still kind of in recovery from that. Tackling Laundry Mountain, doing all things Easter, celebrating. There's no love after lockup, so I'm a little sad about that. Mm. But I don't know if you have checked out the show Company Retreat on Amazon.
I have not.
But there's brand new episodes tonight, and I'm pretty excited. There's a reason it's so high. It is, got to see to be believed. What about you?
Really, just Easter stuff. I mowed last weekend, and that was so I could find, try to find the eggs that I hid last year.
Oh,
so,
congratulations.
Jimmy and Heather Lee.